This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Day 4 of Olympic competition in Paris featured one of the most anticipated events of the Games. Here's AP Sports Olympic correspondent Geffen Koubman with that story of redemption and the rest of an uplifting day for the U.S. in Paris.
The United States brought home 6 more medals on day 4 at the Paris Olympics, but only added 1 gold. The Americans' total of 26 leads all nations, but their 4 golds are tied for 4th most at the Summer Games. Japan has a Games best 7 golds, China and Australia have 6, and France and South Korea 5. Great Britain also has 4. The lone gold of the day came courtesy of an all-time Olympic great as Simone Biles led Team USA past Italy and Brazil in the women's team gymnastics final.
I did feel a lot of relief, and as soon as I landed vault, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to do this.
The U.S. team, which also includes Jordan Chiles, posted a score of 171.296 points.
I was like, oh, okay, like all she needs to do is just do her normal. So me jumping up and down was just like a relief. And, you know, from there on, she's the greatest of all greats. So I think it was kind of like, okay, we're about to really do this and just go out there and be us.
For Biles, it's her 8th Olympic gold, surpassing Shannon Miller for the most by an American gymnast. In swimming, Reagan Smith won silver and Katherine Burkhoff bronze in the women's 100-meter backstroke. Bobby Fink took silver in the men's 800-meter freestyle, and the U.S. men earned a silver in the men's 4x200-meter freestyle relay. The U.S. women won bronze in rugby sevens, their first ever Olympic medal, after beating Australia 14-12 following Alex Cedric's long try and ensuing conversion. U.S. women's rugby sevens coach Emily Bidwell.
I wouldn't do that game any differently. For Spiff to win that way, that moment should be getting played everywhere.
On the pitch, the U.S. men's soccer team cruised to a 3-0 win over Guinea to reach the knockout round at the Olympics for the first time since 2000. A shocker on the tennis courts as American star Coco Gauff was eliminated in a third-round singles match by Donna Vekic of Croatia 7-6, 6-2. And the U.S. men's basketball 3-on-3 team lost their debut match at the Olympics to Serbia 22-14. Jimmer Fredette had 4 points.
Tuesday was a bigger day for Major League Baseball off the field than on, with the annual trading deadline spurring much activity before 6 p.m. Eastern time. Most of the trades involved established players going to contenders from non-contenders who received prospects as they look to the future. But no huge names moved, unlike recent years when the likes of Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and Juan Soto changed teams. Among the highlights, the Orioles added a big hitter in Eloy Jimenez from the White Sox, a starting pitcher in Trevor Rogers from the Marlins, and a reliever in Gregory Soto from the Phillies. The Yankees, who are just a half game behind Baltimore in the AL East, strengthened their bullpen with Mark Leiter Jr. from the Cubs and Aniel De Los Santos from the Padres. San Diego bolstered its bullpen by landing perhaps the biggest fish of the day in Marlins closer Tanner Scott, as well as starter Martin Perez from the Pirates. Up the coast, the Dodgers added another starting pitcher in Jack Flaherty from the Tigers. L.A. also acquired veteran Gold Glover Kevin Kiermaier to add defense in center field. The Mets, in need of healthy starting pitchers, grabbed Paul Blackburn out of Oakland. The Guardians, also needing starting pitching, also shopped in the Bay Area, bagging veteran Alex Scott from the Cubs. Up next, the day on the diamond and more. On the field, the Yankees are all jazzed up, having now won 4 in a row. The latest, the thriller in Philadelphia, where Mike Luongo was on hand.
A sacrifice fly by Gleyber Torres in the top of the 12th inning gave the Yankees a 7-6 win over the Phillies. New York took a 6-5 lead in the top of the 11th inning, only to see Philadelphia tie the game in the bottom half of the frame on an Austin Hayes single. The game winner by Torres gave the Yankees their 4th straight win.
We do something for the team, and especially in that situation, everybody tried to move the runner past the baton for the other guy.
Jazz Chisholm once again made an impression on his new team, building two home runs for the second straight game, becoming the first player in franchise history to hit four home runs in his first three games with the team.
I want the guys to come here and believe me, you know, like believe in me and trust me to make every play.
Michael Tonkin picked up the win in relief.
The Orioles remain barely ahead of the Yankees thanks to a win over the Blue Jays, as our Dave Ferry details.
Another gem by Corbin Burns, another homer by Anthony Santander, and another win for the AL East leading Orioles, 6-2 against the Blue Jays. Burns improved to 11-4 with a 2.47 ERA by holding Toronto to two runs and four hits over seven innings.
We're close. We're definitely playing better than we were a few weeks prior. But I think if you talk to anyone in here, there's still a lot better baseball we played. And frankly, it's the end of July. We will be playing our best baseball at the end of September, so we got a lot of time.
Santander banged out his 31st home run and 22nd since June 1st.
The Red Sox continue to sink after the All-Star break, the latest a 10-6 loss to Scott Service's Mariners.
Nice win. Got a chance to win the series tomorrow, but really excited about our offense. The guys are really starting to come together. Certainly additions have helped, but some of the guys that have been here all year picking it up as well.
The Guardians remain comfortably atop the AL Central after a 5-0 whitewash of the Tigers. Cleveland's new right fielder, Lane Thomas, went 1-for-4 in his debut, impressing manager Stephen Vogt.
For him to go out and then what a great at-bat off the tough righty, gets a single to extend the inning for Hosey, and then Hosey does what he does, and it was really cool to see that play out today.
The Twins fell another game behind the Guardians as Minnesota managed only twin singles in a 2-0 defeat to the Mets. Sean Manaea continued his prowess at Citi Field, striking out 11 in his 7 scoreless innings.
Feels great. You know, you can feel the energy of the crowd, and that's incredible. Every day playing here.
It's a not-so-sweet 16 for the White Sox, as our David Schuster reports from Chicago.
Vinny Pasquantino came through with a 2-run 8th-inning single as the Royals rallied for a 4-3 victory over the White Sox, who lost their franchise-high 16th straight game.
Kind of just keep the ball off the ground. Facing a guy I haven't faced before, kind of know what he's doing. Just go try to have a good at-bat, basically. Nothing special to it, just try to go have a good at-bat.
The Royals also got a solo shot from Michael Massey and a bloop RBI single from Bobby Witt Jr., who ran his hitting streak to 12 straight games. The win by KC keeps them as one of the current wild card teams in the American League. As for the White Sox, they made a host of trades earlier in the day, but the losing skid is their current issue, as they have not won a game in 3 weeks, the last coming July 10th.
In a matchup of Florida teams with depleted rosters after a flurry of trades, the Rays down the Marlins 9-3 as Christopher Morel homered in his first game for Tampa Bay. In St. Louis, Tommy Pham belted a grand slam in his first at-bat since returning to the Cardinals in a Monday trade, lifting the Redbirds to an 8-1 victory over the Rangers.
That's probably the best moment. Definitely my best moment here.
Also in interleague play, the Pirates grounded the Astros 6-2. The Angels beat the Rockies by an NFL score of 10-7. And the A's knocked off the team across the bay, the Giants, 5-2. In the National League, the Braves, who once called Milwaukee home, visited their successors in the Brew City. Chuck Freeman has the details of the game between the teams that made Milwaukee famous.
Jared Kelenic grew up just outside of Milwaukee, and with over 80 family and friends watching, helped the Braves to a 5-1 win over the Brewers. Kelenic had two hits, including a home run. He says it was a special night for him.
Just like running around the bases, I just thought about like all the games I've been to here, seeing other guys run around the bases, just to be a part of that and to experience it with, you know, my grandma and grandpa in the stands is cool.
Kelenic had been struggling at the plate. It had been a rough July for him. He helped highlight a 4-run third inning that put the Braves in command of the game. Starting pitcher Bryce Elder, who's also had some problems as of late, pitched into the 7th inning, getting his second win of the year.
The Padres edged the Dodgers 6-5 in 10 innings. The Reds doubled up the Cubs 6-3. And in the rout of the night, the Diamondbacks annihilated the Nationals 17-0. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.